The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Great to be with you today. And today is the peak for the Lion's Gate. If you've been following that in astrology, today is the 8-8 number. So there's lots of energy in that. We talked about that last week on the show. So if you want to go catch that archive, we were talking about the Lion's Gate and what all that means. I'm not focusing on explaining all that again today, but we're going to talk about Archangel Uriel. And who is this angel, and why would we want to work with this angel? It's a great angel to work with during the Lion's Gate energy, because this is an abundance energy. This is a very illuminating time right now. And why not work with an angel of light that does all of that illuminating? So if you're not familiar with this angel, that's what we're going to focus on. We're going to learn a little bit about this angel, how we can work with this angel, and why would we want to, and how we can recognize him if he's coming around. So everybody has different experiences with angels. I share what I've experienced, and a couple of times this particular angel, just I wasn't expecting this one to show, and when this one did, I was like, oh, okay, I wasn't expecting you to show up, you know. And it's very it's a very strong energy. So I want to explain, you know, how I know this angel, because they all have a personality or a trait or an essence that's how I know which one that is coming around for me. Everybody has their own decipher code. Okay. So what I might feel, somebody else might feel a different way. That's what we're doing. The show is all about metaphysics, and my experiences with it is what I share with you, what I've found to work for me. And that's up to you whether you take that and it works for you or not. But even if that isn't exactly what you're looking for, maybe it will help you as a stepping stone to find what you're looking for. Because I'm not here to make sure you are told how to believe or think. That's really not where I'm coming from at all. I want you to feel empowered and really tap into your own intuition and trust your own vibes, because that's really where the most powerful answers will come from. Now, why would we want to work with this Archangel Uriel? Uriel is considered the angel of light. It's like God's light, the angel of illumination, and it's a very strong, powerful, divine light type of energy that this angel has. But it's about illuminating through the heart chakra and which is your fourth chakra, and your sixth chakra, which is your third eye chakra, or your spiritual sight. And the two together, he helps shine the light within you so you can see, okay, that's your sixth chakra, where the heart wants to lead. And right now, when we're going through so much transformative time, everybody's having big things changing for themselves. And I thought, what a perfect angel to introduce to the audience that follows the show. And today, by the way, if you're in Angel Retreat membership at 1 o'clock, and that's an hour after the show ends, we're going to be doing angel readings with this Lion's Gate energy and Uriel today. We're going to be painting them in the membership. So I wanted to just remind everybody that's part of the membership, we're going to be doing that at 1 o'clock. All of that information on how to hook up into that call is in your membership. That's over on the website if you're interested in seeing what that's about. So let me go back over now. Archangel Uriel, he's the angel of light. It's about illuminating the wisdom, the divine wisdom, like aligning with that divine wisdom that's within you. So I've had some people go, oh yeah, that sounds really cool. Let's do that. Well, one of the things that, and this is my experience with this angel, is it's not a novelty. It's not like a gimmick. You know, it's not, oh, that'd be cool. Well, what kind of light? What are you going to show me? Sometimes people are, you want to be ready to see the truth. Let me put it that way. Are you ready to see the truth? Are you ready to see the truth that has been trying to come out and show you that all this time, or have you been avoiding that? So you really want to know that going into this, because this is a matter of fact, angel, like, hey, I'm here to help you, but it's a very strong energy and it is not going to pull any punches. It's going to show you what you need to see. And it's not to be afraid of it. It's just know that going in. Okay. Just know that, because that's something that can be very powerful, very enlightening as you illuminate your truth inside. Listening to that can be profound in changing your entire life. Absolutely just wow factor, just changing it. So this one will inspire you. Now it's really to align you with divine alignment. Okay. So think of it that way, because when we go with that soul purpose, that is alignment with that. It's really a different way of saying being aligned with the divine. So he's all about that. You know, he's all about lining you up with that. So if you're running away from that, that's why I wanted to point that out. I don't think most of us at this time in our life are trying to do that, because we've been through it in the last few years. This energy today is the peak of it. We've been in this Lionsgate energy since June 26. It'll run till August 12. Today's the peak. This is the strongest point. And then it starts to fade back off. So it's kind of like inclining up to it and then fading back off. Today's the strongest day for that energy. So with that, and working and asking for guidance with Archangel Uriel, it's a very powerful combo to work with on a day like today. It's one of the strongest of the whole year. And the eight is an abundance. It's infinite. It's the symbol of infinity. That means unlimited possibilities. And if you were working with this angel just for a little bit and you had light shine on something deep within you, and it was a perspective or maybe something about yourself you just didn't believe or trust, and then you could see it for what it really was, and then you capture that and you bring that into the focus with this kind of energy, wow. Just the manifesting, let the manifesting begin. I mean, you know, that my chair is moving. Can you guys see me going up and down? That's hilarious. I guess it didn't want me sitting that low. Yeah, that's kind of funny. So anyway, then again, I don't know if I'm getting, you know, some sense of humor here. So sometimes that happens. So how do you know when this angel's present? How do you know? Trust me, we're going to talk about that. I want to say hello to everyone over that has joined us in the live YouTube chat. We are streaming live on video on my YouTube channel. You can find that on my website as well. Just put in Jen Royster. You should be able to find it. So hello to Jules, Candace, Karen, Judy, Andrea, Relaxing Meditations, Robin, Chris. Well, welcome, guys. It's great to see you guys over there. And we are also live streaming on Facebook through our network, Transformation Talk Radio. You can find it on their pages, and I've shared it on my two Facebook pages. So we do have a caller. Let's see. We got about 3 minutes. I think we got time for the caller, and then we'll take a break, and we'll come back in and really dive in. So let's bring on the first caller. Hello.
All right, Deborah, you're on the air.
Hello, Deborah. Okay, maybe not. Okay, well, we'll move on. If she's still there when we come back, we'll just try. I don't know what happened. Anyway, let's keep going. I know she's out there. She's called in before. So we're going to take the quick break right now. We're going to go ahead and do it. When we come back, if you guys have questions in live chat, you can put them out in there as well. Go ahead and do that. But we're going to talk a little bit about working with this angel, because I have a lot that I want to share with you, and it's really a beautiful angel to work with. So think about Archangel Uriel. Think about the light this angel can shine and illuminate within yourself, and see if you can start to feel any kind of sense of this energy with you today, because it really doesn't take very long for him to show up if you're serious and want to work with this angel. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you.
All right.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
And welcome back to the show. Okay, our caller, we found our caller, so we're going to bring the caller on and pick up where we left off. So, Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Jen.
Hi, where'd you go?
I stepped out a second. I thought I'd have time, but then I heard you saying she's called before, so I thought, that's me.
Okay. All right, so what is your question for today?
My question is, I love the archangels so much, and I love doing readings. And my question is, when I think ahead of time to do readings, I get a little nervous. And I was wondering if there's something I can do that I don't get this nervousness beforehand.
So what is your practice before you do the reading? Are you just thinking and getting yourself prepared, or are you meditating? What exactly are you doing? Because it sounds like you might be mixing in, and this is what I'm picking up, okay, more analytical thinking versus just opening up to receive and trust and not hesitate. Do you understand what I mean? Sometimes we don't realize our analytical side might be kicking in going, wait, what if you misunderstand? What if this, what if that? And yes, with doing readings, it's very much relying on trusting and connecting with your intuition and not hindering or second guessing it. So that's
right.
So it's more analytical for you. So it sounds like you might be overthinking before you actually do them. And it might
be
better.
Because once I get in,
No, go ahead.
Oh, once I get in there doing the readings, I am connecting, you know, and I love it so much. And it's just the beforehand thinking about it.
Right. For you or anybody, guys, if anybody is new in this, because it really helps, it really does. You can do your meditation and set up for that. Like maybe say you're going to do readings at noon and at maybe at 9 a.m. do it, and then go about your day and do something to forget. Because once you've said, thank you for being with me when I do those readings today, you let go, release it, and you move on and not think about it so much before you sit down. And I think you might find that that will be the ticket for you, because then the nervousness and anxiety starts to pop up where we're starting to fret about it. And that's a frequency that doesn't align with doing a reading. That's more of a fear factor thing. So does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's all. I think you just need to tweak a little bit. Not, you don't have to sit and think about it for 30 minutes before you start. I mean, definitely sit and take some deep breaths, you know, maybe some slow, deep breathing, mm-hmm. but not worry about thinking, but don't make it for too long. Just do a couple of minutes right before you start. I think you might find that that's going to make a difference. I would like to know if it does.
Okay, take some deep breaths beforehand. Okay.
Right. Yeah, okay. Just because the analytical mind sometimes will get mixed in there, and you're not doing a reading from that side of your mind anyway, so that's just getting in the way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. So there you go. Well, thank you for calling back in. It was good to talk to you. Uh-huh. And I'm going to keep going with this angel, Archangel Uriel. So thank you so much, Deborah.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. Okay. Let me give you a little bit about this angel. Okay. So first of all, what can he help you with? First of all, and this will go right along right behind what Deborah was talking about, it will help with confidence. It will help you trust and value into what your wisdom is, and gain confidence. Because if you're shining a light and you feel like, oh, I'm not walking in the dark here, I'm actually feeling more clarity with my inner wisdom and my inner truth, Uriel can help you anchor into that. Because if it's working with your heart chakra, that's your heart's true passions. That's where we want to be making choices nowadays instead of the mindset, you know, the old way of doing it. So as you're raising your frequency and we're trying to move up to a fifth dimensional experience, and we pretty much, it's already here, really. A lot of people are in it. You might be feeling like you're in and out of it a lot. But working from the heart choices, that's what Uriel can help you trust. So it's going to help trust with your intuition, obviously. Trust that and build the self-confidence. It also works with the solar plexus, which is your third chakra. And that's your confidence. That's right below your heart chakra. Now, with your mind's eye, your third eye, your sixth chakra, you know, that spiritual sight, that's your spiritual insights to see clearly. To see clearly on a spiritual side of things. And it won't necessarily be like you're going to see a lot of things in the physical, but seeing internally. This is an inside job, okay? This is within you that you're tapping into for that confidence and to trust. It's a very good angel to work with when you need to put more value into you. Self-love, your worthiness. If you're trying to recover, heal from something that affected that, whether it was traumatic, abusive, whatever, this angel is really good for the self-respect and the honoring the self and just really tapping in to trust that. So I like this angel for this particular application. Now, one of the things that was interesting for me is because I guess I honestly, this is what I've chalked it up to be. Because I work with energy, always have felt energy, I can feel the slightest shifts of energy with people. That's just part of me with the energy healing and doing the readings. I'm reading that energy. Well, I've also got this very interesting relationship with electricity. Okay. You know, for those that have known me, yes, I've got to be careful, or, you know, like, my emotions can blow the motherboard of a computer. I've done it 5 times. No, I'm not proud of that. And it's a little expensive. So I always keep clear quartz around the computers when I'm working with them. And if I'm in a out of sorts kind of way, yeah, I feel the emotions of anger and things like that too. Everybody has these emotions. We don't deny them. But when I was much younger in this, not realizing it, I had to learn how to redirect that and process that energy in a healthy way versus exploding things around me. So that can happen if you feel, and the reason I'm saying all that about electricity is that's how I've experienced Uriel as well, because he'll come in and connect with the electricity sometimes, the bulbs flashing or blowing or different things like that. He's not blowing up my computer like that. That was my energy doing that. But he's also known to be associated with, like, thunderstorms, electrical stuff like that. He's an angel you can call on if you're in the midst of a natural disaster or weather thing, you know, like hurricanes or things like that, earthquakes, whatever. That's an angel to call on to help you get through that, to help find your way and see yourself through that. Okay, to help you. I like that about that one. And you know, you realize, oh, that's the angel to call on for weather and stuff. I was like, yeah, that's the angel to call. And so this angel is a very empowering angel to work with, very much about empowering you, tapping in, trusting that inner wisdom. And you might be really pleasantly surprised to see what might pop up for that. You can call on this angel, and it doesn't take much for him to show up. They're not a him or a her, but, you know, sometimes you just, with our language, we have to go that way. But this angel is a very bright, powerful, light energy, okay? It's about being of service. So your gifts, everybody comes here with their gifts to share with the world, okay? And it's not to be self-sacrificial in an unhealthy way, but it's to truly connect you. This angel's focus will do that. Truly connect you with what your purpose is, to trust it, to know it, to share it. Okay. To not feel drained and unbalanced by it, but to truly enjoy the joy of giving. I love that part. Just the joy of giving without expecting a whole lot and feeling like it's just taking everything out of you. That's not the balance we're talking about. So if you've been in situations where I just get drained, I get drained. Empaths, hear me, because I know that's happening to you guys. This one can help you get that in perspective. Okay. So let me go over to the chat for a moment. I see a couple of questions popping up over there. Let's see. Jules is saying, I'm thinking about moving to Kansas City where my daughter lives. Would this be the best move for me? And if so, when? Well, that's really that's really specific. Kansas City. Here's what's popping up immediately. First of all, it's the best move for you. This is literally what's coming through. Okay. Am I going to filter it? It's the best move for you if that's what you want to do and you want to be close to her. Or are you just doing it because you feel like you need to? I'm being asked to ask you to ask yourself, did you get that? That question, because that choice is inside you and it's super important to know that this is a choice that you truly want. Because guess what? If you truly want it, then yes, it's the best move for you. If that's where your heart is. Or are you doing it because you feel like you have to out of an obligation or because somebody else wants you to? It's something that they're asking me for you to ask yourself. I know, flat out, that's what the answer was on that one. And I am speaking with Uriel. So Uriel is just very to the point. He doesn't pull any punches, like I said. He's just going to go, wow, I'm going to make you see something right now. You see how this is working? See how they do that? And then the if so, when... Honestly, I can see that happening before the end of the year if that feels truly aligned with your heart. I'm asking also, is there a way for her to know for sure if that's what she wants? It's going to be energizing you. It's not going to feel stressful and draining, even if it is a move and uprooting and doing all that kind of stuff. That's how you're going to know for sure, because you want to know that inside you, within your heart, this is how Uriel works. You want to know that that's what is the right move for you. So that's why he's saying, ask you that. Jules, is that making any sense to you? Because that was kind of like, was that an answer? Was like an answer with a question, but that's what came through. So I got to be honest with you. I really want this next phase of my life to be filled with happiness and joy and really thrive in my life. Yeah. That's why you want to ask that question. You want to know, I mean, living near your daughter. Some people do great living near people close to them like that. And then some people do better with a little distance. It just depends on your situation. He just is saying you need to ask yourself, is this exciting you to the point where you can't wait to pack the boxes up? You're going to find a way. You're going to make this happen because that's truly what you want. That's how you know. Okay. We have another one from Karen. After I removed myself from a mob of toxic people in my life, goodness, a mom, it's been easier to see the light and work with bettering my life. Yeah, you cleared out some of the clutter. Okay, easier too. It flows better without the icky stuck globbed onto me. What a descriptive. She's just sharing. She's sharing and expressing. That's not a question. And Karen, that's awesome because yes. And I'm asking Uriel for a little bit of a, you know, kudo for you there. And what he's bringing up again, he's going to be like full of everybody asks themselves questions here. He's saying, okay, now he wants to shift your perspective of the mob to taking the word toxic out instead of focusing on they were just all these bad toxic people. Yes, that was affecting you in a toxic way, but shifting it to where it's not like those toxic people, just I've released what was toxic to me and what wasn't supporting me positively. He wants to tweak that a little bit into a more positive vibration. That's another thank you. He's reminding me. This is a strong angel to work with, by the way, I'm just going to say. He's all about raising your frequency, raising the frequency, lifting it higher. So here, Karen has had tremendous success healing her life. Now he's saying, let's take it up a little bit. Let's go up a notch. You're ready to take that to a higher level and fine tune that a little bit. And that's what he's saying. So I went, oh, yeah, okay, that's really good. That was a very good explanation of what he said, what you were talking about and how it feels and what happens. But the energy, sometimes people don't know what they're carrying around, but you were picking it up and it was affecting you. So that's kind of what that's about. And he wants to lift you up and out. So you're going to feel better knowing that, wow, I don't even have to remember or reflect back on that. And it feels toxic anymore. It's just going to feel, I just feel good where I am. So it's bringing the focus here and in kind of letting the past move on and fade out somewhat, if that makes any sense. Jules is replying back. She's saying, yes, it made sense. And she was the one that was asking about moving to Kansas City. Yes, it makes sense. Every time I talk to her, she asked me to move there. So it is a bit of a feeling of obligation. Okay. Uriel, see, he's just flat out being truthful and honest. So Jules, go with what he was saying and really listen and trust how you feel about that. And if it's not feeling like it's lifting you to a positive, then you know what that answer is. And he wants you to know that for sure inside. That builds your confidence versus, yeah, let me just tell you to move here and you're really not sure yourself. Angels like to empower you to know that you can trust what you have and they support that. So that was a really good question for Uriel, actually. Now, some of the other, let's see, let me go back down to, okay. When it comes to being of service to others, okay, say you are in a place of that. Maybe you are, you know, any kind of service. I mean, it doesn't matter. Not just what I'm doing, but anything that you do. Maybe you're public service. Maybe you're any of that. This angel can help motivate you, but also empower you. Okay, so say your calling, and this is like a whole nother left field here with something else, but say your calling is to truly help people, okay, or truly be an inspiration or whatever it is, sharing whatever. I guess I could use what I'm doing as an example. That'll work. And say you go into this and you go, I don't know how I'm going to afford or pay for it. Maybe you don't come from, you know, you don't have all this to support it. Trust me, I know what that can feel like. And he will motivate you, but will also make sure the need is met. If that is truly aligned with your divine within you, if that's aligned with your divine wisdom within you, you don't need to worry about how it works itself out. It will. That's why working with this angel can be very empowering, because if you are aligning with what's really there for you to do, you don't have to worry about how it works itself out or how it pays for itself or how it does anything. It will. You just need to do what you were coming here to do. You see what I mean? So that's that part right there takes a lot of the fretting and the stress and the, but you're not aligned if you're fretting and worrying about it. So he's like, you don't, No. And so if he's shining the light and you're seeing clearly through your heart chakra and your spiritual mind or your eye, and you can see clearly, then where's the questions and the doubt? There shouldn't be any. So that's kind of that's the part that I love the most about working with this angel. Because if you start feeling like doubt and, yeah, but I don't know how it's going to play out, or I don't know how this and all that, let his high vibrational frequency come through. And I'm going to tell you what, it's a high vibrational frequency. Okay. This angel is very, very strong like that. So now you might feel it, you might feel the energy go through you. Now, when we have thunderstorms around where I am, I feel those. I feel when the lightning's getting close. I can feel it. I can feel the tingling. I don't know if anybody else can do that. I know when the storms are coming, I'll get I can feel the pressure changes. I'm one of those, all kinds of crazy stuff like that. But when you feel this angel get close, like for me, I can feel the angel like electrical current, not getting shocked, not painful, just I can feel the vibration close. I can feel the very direct information coming through. It's there. I hear it. So that right there can be very interesting too. If you have, let's see, what else was I going to tell you? If you are having trouble listening to your physical body's wisdom, like your physical body's trying to tell you something because it's an antenna, Uriel can help clear that up as well. So that's pretty good as well. I like that part. You can also work with Uriel to help cleanse mental, emotional understanding. Okay. Like say you have, you know, some bad habits, say you have some emotional clearing you need to do, or some mindsets or beliefs that you're just struggling with and you just feel like you're in a loop and you can't get out. Archangel Uriel can help you with that, because illuminating a divine light within you says it all. That's it. It can be very individual to each person. Okay. Very different for each person. I see a question. Let's see. Karen is saying, thank you. I needed that shift up. That insight was very cleansing. Awesome. Jules is saying confidence is a big thing for her, not trusting herself to make the right choices. Ah, well, Jules. Yeah. Uriel was spot on with you on that one, right? And we have another, let's see, Mira. I have addiction, clean now and in therapy. I was thinking about shadow work in that sense. How does shadow work really work? How to love a destructive side in a healthy way, or how to handle that? And coming and saying hello from Turkish queer community of Berlin. Oh, wow. Well, hello and welcome to the show. That's actually an interesting question. And she's talking about, or he, not sure. I don't know the name, so I'm not sure. Shadow work. Shadow work, the way I understand shadow work, and Archangel Uriel would be very good for that, because shining light on the shadow side, everybody has a shadow, a positive, negative side. And part of healing is accepting that that's a part of us. That's accepting and sending love to that part that we personally don't even realize we're neglecting and releasing away from us. It's interesting that way, because the shadow is the part of us we wish wasn't there. We don't like that side of us. That's the side that will sometimes self-punish or keep, you know, like in addiction, or we're just self-destructive at times. And that type of work actually can be very helpful. It's basically shining light and love on that side of us. If you think about it, the shadow side of you is where there is no light. And where you shine light, there is no dark. Because if you shine light, the dark isn't there anymore. See? So I highly recommend working with Archangel Uriel in that particular situation. I love that one. That would be root chakra, tied in with root chakra stuff. And root chakra, yeah, any of the chakras really, but it will come kind of through a heart-centered self-love is how that would work. I hear lawnmowers outside. That's not Uriel's vibration. That's a lawnmower outside, just so you know. Okay. Next door neighbor, I guess. It's right by my window. Okay. Can you guys hear that? Just an interesting day, right? Now, lower vibrations, lower energies, that would be part of that shadow. Yes. Uriel is great for that. It can awaken and light it up, lifting the heaviness. And then it's basically supporting you to lift it within yourself. So that's absolutely a positive, guys. Absolutely a positive. I'm going to take a moment to take a short break so I can grab a sip of water. When we come back, we're going to keep going. I have a little bit more I want to share with you, and I have a couple of emails in the email bag to answer. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Okay, we are back for the last segment. So we're going to keep going. We're talking about Archangel Uriel and how this angel is an amazing, very powerful angel of light that can really illuminate for you to see answers within yourself. So that's what we've been talking about. Yeah, I still hear that lawnmower out there. You guys can hear that. They're talking about the lawnmower over there. We've been laughing about it too. It really was. Yes, it's one of those great big ones that they stand on and go through the yard. First of all, I had a couple of email questions. Let me go down to those. Okay. First of all, we have from Judy. Judy writes, I'm seeking to know my purpose. I want to know your suggestions in knowing it for myself. Thank you. This one, your Archangel Uriel and Archangel Michael actually is a great angel to work with. And that's what I do for life purpose and life direction. Archangel, there it is again. You guys hear it? Anyway, don't you just love life? I don't know. Live streaming is the best. No editing. Archangel Michael is a very good angel to work with life purpose, kind of like a career counselor type of person, and not just for business, just purpose, and you know, to know it and feel confident. Uriel, along with Michael, can light that purpose and that heart-centered passion within you so you can see what it is and trust in it. So you see, a combination for you would be absolutely excellent, Judy. So thank you for writing in. We also had a question from Anna. Anna writes, I will be starting a new school year as a preschool teacher. Well, thank you for working with those beautiful young minds. I love that the teachers do what they do. Boy, they work hard. I have a lot of respect for people that work with people like that. Or the teachers of any kind, really. Preschool teacher, I just want to hear what messages the angels have for me as far as in my work or abundance. Thank you. Okay, the first thing that came in immediately when I'm asking about that is the word abundance. You're going to have abundance of joy. There is going to be some special little hearts you're working with that are just going to touch you. And then you have to make sure you're not spoiling some more than others, obviously. But you are going to learn. Oh, I like this part. You're going to actually learn a lot from the children themselves. And they don't, sometimes who we're trying to teach or help can be teachers to us. And we learn from them. And I know most teachers or anybody out there that does any kind of working with people like that, trying to help them. I know I do. I learn from you guys, too. It's not just me telling you everything and I know it all. Absolutely not. You're always in a state of learning. So, Anna, I think you're going to find that this year is going to be a very beautiful year full of joy for you. And in that type of abundance is what I'm picking up. And I think you're going to really enjoy your class. So that was a great question, too. So how do we work with Uriel? One of the things you can do, I want to bring this up before I run out of time. One of the things you can do is when you go and meditate, and all you need to do, now I hear a weed whacker. Oh my gosh, don't you guys love this? Sounds like a really loud bee. It's really funny because it's right out the window. Can you guys hear that too? I'm sorry, it's very, it's like right there. Okay, one of the things you can do to work with Uriel is when you go and close your eyes for a moment to just meditate and take your deep breaths, you want to focus on your heart chakra. Focus there. Take your focus to your heart chakra. And when you do that, you're going to ask, it's like, Uriel, just light up the divine wisdom that's within me that I need to see that will help me on my path as I move forward. It's as simple as that. And okay, my audio is good. I don't know if it's that good. I'm seeing Candace is writing that she thought the lawn guy was her lawn guy. That means you've got really good speakers on your end. Anyway, it's funny. That, you know what? I like it. We're laughing. And guess what? When you laugh, your vibration raises up. It raises the frequency whenever you laugh. So I'm all about that. Now, when you are focusing on the heart chakra, like with Uriel, you just ask him to fill you with the light, to fill you up, to shine light on any dark areas that you need to know about. And when at the very beginning of the show, I mentioned, now be prepared to see the truth. Okay. When I say that, it's not to be afraid of what he might show you. It's to truly be ready to just, you know, feel it a little bit. It might be something that will tug the heartstring a little bit emotion-wise, because you are working with the heart chakra, which is connected to your emotions. But if you allow yourself to just go there, you're in a completely safe environment with angels working with you. They're never going to push you beyond what you can handle, but they're going to help you take it up to the next level when you're ready. They're going to absolutely help you expand your consciousness, because working with this angel between heart chakra and your spiritual eye chakra, your sixth chakra, that insight will help you expand the frequency to a higher consciousness level, higher realms. Doing that with the Lionsgate peak that we have right now today, even more so, because this Lionsgate energy is about connecting to higher consciousness realms. Okay. So if you put the two together, wow. And that's why I chose to do the readings today in the angel retreat at 1 o'clock today, because it's just going to be an amazing energy to work with. And I can't wait. I'm going to pull the paints out. I cannot wait, because I actually am going to do some for myself too, because I want to see what happens with that. But I know I work with this all the time, but I get excited about it too, guys. So how can you not be afraid? Like, you know, sometimes we're afraid to tap in and see that. Like, I don't know, I'm nervous about what it might show me. Well, are you really ready to see it? Are you trying to find an excuse to avoid what you need to see? Because if you're coming up and you're saying, hey, I really have all these things going on that I really need help with, and then you don't want to see what it is, you got to get past that part first, right? Got to get past that part first. Because going inward deep to see the wisdom, it will, you might go through some emotions to release, or some areas that you thought were you that you're not. You might see the sides of you, the shadow that was brought up earlier, a part of you that you don't like, that you have to take time to acknowledge and send a little love that way. Once you send love and fill that space, it's not a shadow side anymore. And it doesn't want to be self-destructive so much. I mean, I've seen that work for people. It's not overnight, but if you're willing to go there and work with it that way, I think Uriel will be an amazing angel to work with for you. When you get in there and you feel like I'm in, it's just so dark, I feel heavy, I've got to clear out, like Karen was saying earlier, where she was clearing a lot of toxic energies out of her life, Michael can really help you cut those cords. If you feel like things are just trying to reattach, cut them again. I mean, it's sometimes we have to repeat it. Sometimes we find ourselves reconnecting to something that we thought we dealt with. And you just keep recutting it because eventually you just will go, I'm not going to do that again. I just keep having to recut that. You know, you just won't do it anymore. So it eventually gets better and better. So don't give up. One of the things with this energy of Lion Gate is hope, hopefulness, empowerment, not being afraid to expand our horizons as far as our consciousness, our awareness, raising our frequency, because 5D living is here. Some people are living it, some people are not, but guess what? You have a choice. And you can start to go toward that, just working a little bit at a time each day to move toward a life change that supports you. You're going to find that everything starts to shift around you. Health-wise, your body's going to calm down. It doesn't feel like it has to keep telling you those warnings anymore. You're going to find friendships that you attract in are going to replace the ones that just weren't fulfilling. And there's just a lot to look forward to if you're willing to go there and shine a little light into some deep, darker areas of your world inside, because that's like discovering the buried treasure within. You have the answers you want. You have the answers that you need, unique to you. You have to be willing to go inward to get them. And you have to dig a little bit sometimes. Let this angel be the light that shows the lantern through that dark cave, and you will be seeing it, and you won't be alone. You won't be alone. If you find something in there that you feel like, okay, this was a little much for me, I need to find a way to let it go, that's when you want to bring Michael in to help you cut the cords. Then I would suggest bringing in Raphael. All three angels, wow, you got it covered. Raphael is very good for healing. So whether it's emotional, spiritual, physical, it does not matter. They got you covered. It's good stuff. It really, really is. Now, remember, you're going to open your heart. You're going to open your heart. Now, one of the other things about this angel is if you need specific guidance, I need to understand, you know, like say you need some healing and you're looking to just completely absorb his light. Okay, with this one meditation that would be really cool for you to do is when you are focusing on the heart, start there, you're feeling that light come in, but then you feel it connected with divine love, which is divine light. That's a healing frequency right there. That will help ignite the healing within you. And then visualize or think about it just going to every little cell, nook and cranny of your entire being, whether your physical, all of your thoughts, the good ones and not so good ones, the emotions, positive and negative, let it go to every part of you. Now, what I like to do with the angels is I like to fill my whole being with it and then take it and expand it beyond me, where now the light's bigger than me. And now I've expanded it out into my home, my workplace, my environment, and I just let it keep shining and keep growing. So then you can keep going. You can go into your neighborhood, you can go into your city, you can go into your town. And so I really love doing that, but always start within you though. Always start within you. That's the key right there. So I hope that you've enjoyed, with all the little interesting surprises with the lawnmower too, but I hope that you've enjoyed learning about Archangel Uriel. I hope that you will take time today, especially with this peak, to just enjoy this high vibrational light that he can bring. This frequency of just, he can effortlessly help you release and let go of things that are weighing you down. It's just a light that keeps lifting, and it's very strong. So I really do hope you'll give it some time. I hope you'll enjoy working with him. And I want to thank you so much for tuning into the show today. We're just about out of time here. So reminder, guys, if you're in the Angel Retreat, I will be in that Zoom call in 1 hour. That's 1 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be doing some readings and working with the Lion Gate energy today. And thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
Been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.